I remember the day when I gave my life to Allah and Muhammad. My life radically changed. I was in Lakemba Mosque in Sydney and I said the Shahada prayer. There is only one God and His Prophet Muhammad. I became Muslim that day. It was after a series of 6 years being influenced by my Islamic friends who discovered God in high school where I didn't have a relationship with God. And it was 6 years of their influence that led me to a point where I was confused about my Catholic faith. I didn't know who Jesus was. And so I actually thought maybe Islam is the way for me. That day, I thanked the Sheikh. I went home. I was late from school, obviously. Told my mum where I was. She gave me a nice slap on the face and said, go to Jesus right now and ask him if he wants you to be a Muslim or a Christian. So I did. I went to St. Michael's in Belfield. And I remember the red light on, because when I was little, we were told that the red light meant Jesus was present. I looked at that box, which I later discovered was a tabernacle, and I said, Jesus, if you are really there, show me. Do you want me to be a Muslim or a Christian? About 30 minutes of dead silence. And then an elderly woman came into the church. She lit a candle and she was struggling. She had a walker with her. And I remember looking at her and thinking, what a holy woman. She's going to heaven. But an instant flashback, one of my discussions with my Islamic friends was, only Muslims go to heaven. So therefore, that lady is not going to heaven. And I thought to myself, that can't be right. I looked back at the box and what appeared to be a shadow of a face, I discovered to be Jesus, the Shroud of Turin image. I looked away, looked back, and it wouldn't go away. It was still there. It lasted for about a minute. And then an inner voice, I heard, Charbel, are you going to give up all that I've done for you? You see, I was born and raised as a Catholic, but I fell away after my first Holy Communion. I didn't practice my faith after that. And my first confession would be my last confession for over 10 years. I knew that voice to be Jesus, and I said to him, no, Lord, I'm not going to give you up. And I left that church on cloud nine. This weight came off my shoulders. I could breathe again. And I said, I'm a Catholic. I'm going to remain a Catholic, but now I need to know why. And that sparked a relationship with Christ that has now deepened and blossomed to my best friend. Jesus is everything to me. He's my Lord, my Savior, my best friend. And we talk every single day. And if it wasn't for that encounter I had with Christ in the tabernacle all those years ago, I would not have had this relationship. And also, if it wasn't for my Islamic friends challenging me about my faith and inspiring me to turn to my faith and turn to God, I would not be here today. So I thank God every day for my Islamic friends for challenging me in my faith. And I thank God and I thank Jesus for making himself present to me that day.